Body ready?
Well, it seems we have fairly low attendance tonight on both sides of this table. It seems there's a prize fight somewhere in town tonight. Yeah.
Let's hope not.
Okay, Glenn Lunny, flight director on the black team. You want to go back down the day's log of activities?
Okay, the main activities today, again, were the experiments and the very brief stand-up EVA, which was primarily designed for the extra equipment jettison. We did that this morning and was reported on at the earlier briefing. The EVA, the time of cabin depress to repress, the best we can have at this time on the EVA, was about just about an hour. Our black team came on shortly after that, after the repress, and as we were aligning the rest of the activity of the day towards the experiments. Primarily, the experiments we covered for today were the D-10 experiment, the ion attitude control experiment, the T2 experiment. We had two night passes of star-to-star sextant readings. The second set of readings was just being read down over Hawaii as I left. And the other photographic experiments, we tried S-29 again, and we were, as best we could tell, pointed in the right direction and took the films. We took S-11 photographs at different times during the day. We took S-5 and S-6 photographs at various times. The cloud cover over the western part of the United States and Mexico allowed us to take some good S-5s on one of the earlier passes today. And we took S-6 targets of opportunity, the weather photographs, as we went along. As far as the spacecraft goes, the status is about the same as you heard it earlier today. We have had one further thruster go out, at least earlier in the day. We did number 8. When Cliff was over here after his shift, he reported 2 and 4 out. Jim Lovell later reported number 8 out. However, at the present time, it is our belief that the thrusters may not be completely out. There may be a little bit of propellant coming out of them, enough to provide some amount of control. The experiments we've been running have required attitude pointing and holding attitude and controlling attitude, and from the results we've been getting off the platform on the ground, all of the attitude commanding has been very proper, and as a matter of fact is very rewarding considering the control problem that Jim's faced with in the cockpit at this time. So we think the problem may not be as bad as 3 thrusters out. However, the control system is degraded to some unknown extent. However, the control of the spacecraft is adequate for all of the functions that we have yet to perform, the experiments and the preparations for retro tomorrow. The crew seems in very good shape. I believe the heart rates, etc., reported for the EVA this morning, they were again, as characteristic for this flight, very low. The crew was finishing up a meal and was also going to give a crew status report, food and drink report, at Hawaii as I left. As far as the fuel cells go, the situation remains the same as it was today. They're continuing to follow a normal performance curve. We have had no degradation in any of the 5 remaining stacks and feel that we are going to be all right with the 5 remaining stacks on the fuel cells. As far as some consumables go, we have 100 pounds of fuel tonight, 130 pounds of oxidizer. With the way we have to mix this, we probably got 215 pounds of usable propellant, which is quite a bit to have at this stage of the flight. And we're in very good shape, even with the control problem, which usually requires a little bit more fuel than normal. We expect to finish up the flight with a large propellant margin. We expect to have probably on the order of 200 pounds of 190 pounds usable propellant left tomorrow. The oxygen's running about 22.5-23%. Again, we should have a good margin at the end of the flight tomorrow. The flight plan for tomorrow, well, let me tell you what the orbit is. The present orbit for the spacecraft is 143 by 158. For the Agena, it's 139 by 161. The spacecraft's about 120 miles behind the Agena, and stays about there. It might move into about 110 tomorrow at retrofire time. We expect to wake the crew up at an elapsed time of 84 hours and 30 minutes. That'll be about 3:15 Houston time. We have a number of experiments scheduled for the first part of the day tomorrow, primarily the Sexton experiment, T2, and one more D10 experiment, and then, of course, whatever photographic experiments we can get in as opportunities arise. Retrofire, I have all the numbers if anybody wants to read them, but will occur at approximately 12:46 Central Time, with the landing occurring about 1:21. That'd be splash time. Planning the recovery in the 60-1 area where the WASP is. The weather in that area is reported to be reasonable at this time. It is expected to be good tomorrow. And I think that's about all I have at this time, and we probably ought to open it up for questions.
Paul Cleveland, CBS. Any chance you'll fire the Agena before retro?
I don't think so. I think we'll be occupied with the activity at the spacecraft, and we'll probably decide what we want to do with the Agena tomorrow.
Pete Baldwin, Aviation Weeks.
What's the outlook for our re-rendezvous?
Not very good at all, Pete. With the control problem, we have difficulty making attitude control. We feel we'd have more difficulty making burns and trying to hold them, so whatever we would be trying to learn would be obscured by that problem.
Well, with all this fuel remaining, how do you propose to use it up? You're winding up fatter in fuel in most missions, right?
Yeah, you know, I'm afraid it's going to be Sep Ohms.
Okay.
Any other questions here? Louis Alexander?
Glenn, could you sum up the situation concerning experiments? What have we accomplished, and what remains? Are most of them done by now, 100%?
There are a couple items that remain. Most of the photographic experiments, of course, you have to really wait until you get the film back. However, all of the reports and the conditions for the photographs have been good, so we expect good quantitative results in the films there. We have another handle to turn on the S3 frog egg experiment tomorrow. We accomplished S51 today. We moved that up today, as you know. All the photographic experiments seem to be being satisfied. I think we're probably going to come in over 100% on a couple of those. The D10 experiment is going in extremely well, and as a matter of fact, probably as well as we could expect even if we had a complete control system. The T2 Sexton experiment is also going very well. We've had two shots at it. We've looked at one set of numbers and compared what we know to be the star-to-star readings, and the accuracy that Buzz is reading is on the order of, I think, 7 arc seconds, which is probably a very good performance for the first time out with that Sexton. I think that covers at
is
least
the
classic.
7 arc seconds the equivalent of 7 miles of error?
No. Well, 7 arc seconds of angle.
Uh-huh. How would you characterize what we accomplished on the S-51?
Well, the proof of the pudding is in the film, but we've done precisely what we set out to do in the plan, and I think whether we get it or not will depend on the results of the film. We did not expect the pilots, by the way, to be able to see this cloud. I don't know if there's any confusion on that, but Jim and Buzz felt that with the cloud against the desert background that they would have a difficult time seeing it.
Did the French expect us not to see it? What did was that officer's name?
I don't know, Louis.
Any other questions here, Pete?
Well, actually, the only thing that has been degraded by the thrust of problem has been the possibility of a re-rendezvous, right?
I think that's fair to say, Pete, yes.
And what is the thinking now on what you're going to do with the Agena? Just let it sit there and decay or what?
We still may decide to burn it. I think we'll decide on that tomorrow. We may decide to burn it to see whether it does work or not.
Let's go to the Cape for one question.
Dick Lyons, New York Daily News. Have any drugs been taken so far, any medication of any kind?
I haven't heard any reported, and I don't recall reading of any.
I think so.
Maybe we can ask the doctors tomorrow to get a summary on the flight.
Okay, back to Houston. Louis?
What kind of landing are they going for? Will this be another automatic or yes. Semi-automatic?
Yes.
Will it be the same as the last one, or will they modify it in some
no,
way?
No, we're going to try to fly it the same as we did last time.
Any more questions here? If not, thank you a lot.